coming to you today from the Mercy Health and Recreation Center at the Holstein Reservation of the Lorain County Metro Parks in Amherst.
This is the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst, and we're spotlighting the facility also that we are in. We're joined by Kalina Whitfield, who's a program coordinator for the Metro Parks at Mercy. Thanks for coming in, but you're probably always here, right?
Yes, this is where my office is located.
And what busy things are you doing here?
Right now we're just working on keeping our programs going, getting people really interested. We have Monday Morning Moms, which we just had yesterday while you guys were here, where tots can come together and play and their parents can chat and have a cup of coffee. We also have our Dye and Dash coming up this Saturday, where parents can boil their eggs at home, bring in a dozen, and just dye them here, color them, and go home and not have to clean up the mess. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, so some crafts as well as exercising and programs like that you coordinate.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the other things that you have. A lot of them, I guess, has to do with the kids and the parents, different things you have that come together.
Yeah, we definitely like to get families out into our parks together. We have our beautiful playground that'll be coming into its second season, so we try to utilize that space often. We have preschool story time, so the toddlers come out with their parents, and we read a story to them, do a craft and a snack that kind of coordinates, and then they can play on the playground afterwards. So it's kind of the perfect thing to come out and do 10 o'clock in the morning. It's before nap time, so we try to correlate with the kids' schedule and get them out there to have a lot of fun.
Are you the one that helps to come up with some of these ideas?
Yes, I do come up with them. I have a toddler myself, so it's a little bit easier for me to kind of think of what she would enjoy and then bounce things off Ryan, our facility manager, and we kind of come together, brainstorm, and think of what fantastic things we can roll out.
Now, we're looking at the playground and the splash pad area right now. They're kind of dormant because we're coming off the winter months, plus the weather out here. Even if it was a nice, you know, I don't know how well it would work out there on a day like today. But have you been here when it's been in full swing, when it's been the buckets are splashing water and the kids are playing in the tree houses and that?
Yeah, it's perfect. Again, we opened the playground last year. We got the splash pad open up later in the season, but it's such a huge attraction to get kids out to be able to run around and splash in the water and play with their friends. We have some benches so the parents can kind of sit and watch and then also participate if they would like to. The fishing pond is also out there, which is a huge attraction. It's catch and release, so the kids get the pleasure of catching a fish on a bamboo pole and then releasing it back into the pond. It gets really busy on a really nice day, but that's what we built it for people to come out and enjoy it.
We're talking with Kalina Whitfield here at the Lorain County Metro Parks Mercy facility. What brought you into this type of occupation, this career that you're doing? How did you get involved in this?
Well, actually, I was in banking and finances for 8 years, which is completely opposite of this. But I had heard about this opportunity, and it seemed to fit with things I had been doing on the side, not as a profession. So I just went for it, and it's worked out really well. It's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot. I considered myself to be outdoorsy at first, but then I realized what it all entails. So I have definitely learned a lot and gained a lot of personal experience. And my kids and my family have been exposed to things that we wouldn't have normally if I hadn't worked here, like kayaking and a lot of different just natural resources that have been a wonderful opportunity for myself. And I like to take that out into the community and tell them how much I've enjoyed working here and the things that they can do with their family for low cost or free as well.
You know, in terms of working, jobs, careers, I've got to think this would be a pretty cool one because what you do brings a lot of happiness and joy to adults and young ones.
Absolutely. It's again, a career change for sure, but I definitely like to put smiles on people's faces and just expose them to things that they wouldn't necessarily know are in their own backyard. There's so much to do throughout Lorain County and especially in Lorain County Metro Parks.
Talk a little bit about this Urban League of Lorain County that you helped to have a cooperation with.
Oh, and in the summer we do Urban Adventure Summer programming with them, which basically it's their own program, but they do a lot of it with the Metro Park. So we expose them to kayaking, for instance, paddle boating in Wellington, fishing, whatever we have to offer, they come out and do those things here. We've done some type of amazing race type of opportunities at Lakeview Park, some challenges. They've gotten to run in the sand and play three-way tug of war and use our Caterpillar. A lot of team building skills. They camp out at Carlisle at our equestrian center every summer as well. So they just get to you know, if they live in the city, they're used to that city life and sidewalks and the busyness, but they get to get out into the quiet of nature and really observe and enjoy and take in, you know, what we have around here to offer. They get to hear bird sounds that they may not have heard before and just be exposed to unique things. So.
Are you, you're based here, but you work with other Metro Park facilities as well,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. My office is here, but I do get to get out a lot. And I actually take a lot of programming to other organizations as well, so I get to see a lot of new faces all of the time.
You know, Kalani, you mentioned Amazing Race. If you do a grown-up version of that, Bruce, he's all about Amazing Race.
Yeah, I've heard rumors that they're trying to do that, so we'll contact you.
I see, I'm looking here at some of the different things you have. You talked about the toddlers and that sort of thing, but the teens are important, too. And sometimes
absolutely.
It's hard to get them involved. They think, this is for little kids or
right.
This is for old people or something. What do you kind of come up with so that the teens are interested in using a facility or the Metro Parks?
Well, another cool thing, I have a 13-year-old as well, so my mind gets to go there too. We do a couple of things. We have teen nights the last Friday of the month, so the teens can come out, and the parents are welcome to sit in the lobby, but it's just really a time for them to socialize with their friends and meet new people. It's in the evening. We're open a little later that night, so they get to come in for $5. They get to swim. They have pizza available to them. We put the Wii out, and they kind of get run of the facility for the evening. And
probably turn the speakers up a little louder, maybe.
A little bit louder,
change the station
and
the music. I got it. I see how things...
Yes. So it works out really well. And again, we like to get the families out. So we do have summer movie nights. And that's a good opportunity for the family to come out, enjoy the playground. When it gets dark, we turn the movie on and we try to pick something that's in the middle so that families of all ages and ranges can definitely enjoy that.
That sounds great. Well, our guest, Kalina Whitfield, the program coordinator here at the Lorain County Metro Parks facility here in Amherst. We appreciate you stopping by, sharing some of the neat things that you have that are going on, and we've seen a lot of activity already this morning picking up as the day goes on.